Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav. So we're continuing on discussing Irani Dachas. So the pasuk says Shneimar, Bas Kol Shlala Tikbites El Teich Rechava. You should gather all of the property into the square. If Ein La Rechayv, if there's no town square, Oisin La Rechayv, you make a town square. Haisa Rechava Chutzala. Let's say the square was outside of the wall of the city. Kainzin Oisin La Teich. You break down the wall, and you include the town square into the city. Mishnah goes on, so you have to completely burn in a fire all the town and all of its possessions for Hashem. So this means you only burn its possessions, but not something that belongs to Hegdash. If something's Hegdash, you paid it just like regular Hegdash. You don't burn it. And Truma, you let it rot. You don't use it. Ma'isa sheni v'kisvei kodesh yiganezu. Ma'isa sheni and kisvei kodesh. You have to be goyness it. You have to hide it away. So the pasuk says, "Kol la'ashem leikecha." It has to be completely burned in a fire. La'ashem leikecha. Amar Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon darshins. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu matam oisin din b'irani dachas. If you're going to do a judgment in irani dachas, malani aleichem kilu atam malim. Oila kala lefane. I'll consider it as if you brought an oila which is completely burnt before me. Mishnah goes on. The pasuk says, "V'haisa tel oilam lo yibana oid." It shall remain an internal pile. It shall not be built again. Lo yisasa filuganis paradesim. This teaches me that you're not, forget about building houses. You're not even allowed to build gardens and orchards out of this irni dachas. Tiv Reb Yosi Aglil. Kiva Aimer, Kiva argues. He says, "Lo yibana oid." You're not allowed to build it anymore. L'kamaisha haisa in a nivnis. You're not allowed to build it the way it was before. That means you're not allowed to build houses and settlements. Avol nasa siganis v'pardesim. You are allowed to make it into a garden or a paradise. Pasuk says lo yidbak biyancha mi'umah min acherim. No part of the property should stick to your hands. Right? It says that Hashem will turn his back from you in his anger. What does this teach us? Shekol zman sharasham ba'olam. As long as there's rasham in the olam, meaning people who continue to take this property for themselves, charin af ba'olam. So Hashem's anger will remain in the world. Avdu rasham in the olam. If these wicked people are no longer in the world, nistalik charin af. So the anger of Hashem is removed from this world. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Elohein HaNechnakin. So till now we spoke about the other three types of Misa, Skilas Reifa and Herig. Now we talk about Chenek. So who gets Chenek? So the Mishnah says, Hamaka Aviv Imai. Someone hits his father or mother. V'gayinev Nefesh Misrael. Someone kidnaps a Jew. V'zakin Mamri Alpi Bezdin. Someone who rebels against the Sanhedrin. Unavi Sheker. Or a Navi Sheker, someone who says a false Nevuah. Amis Nabe b'shem Avodah Zarah. He says a Nevuah in the name of Avodah Zarah. Ba'ba Alisha says she's ba' on a married woman. V'zayim mei bas kayin. So if a woman is a bas kayin shazinsa, she gets sreifa. And the one who she was mezana with, the male, he gets, like we'll see in a minute, he gets chenek. Edom testify that they did it, and they turn out to be Edom Zayman. So we know that they get the same punishment they tried to give them. So which one do they get? Do they get his punishment of chenek, or did they get hers a sreifa? So the Mishnah says that they get her, they get his punishment, which is the punishment of chenek. Ubayala, and the male also in this relationship will get chenek. Hamak aviv imay ene chayv ad sheyaseh ben chabura. If someone hits his father or mother, he's only chayv if he actually causes a wound. There's a chumra in someone who curses his parents over someone who hits his parents. Even if you curse your parents after they are no longer alive, he is liable to Misa. However, if someone hits them after Misa, he is Potter. If someone steals, kidnaps a person, so you have to make a kinyan on him. So you have to cause him to bring him into your possession. That's the only way you chayv. Rabbi Huda Aymer, but it's not enough to be kainim. You actually have to use him. You have to make him work for you. And the Tan the Kam really also agrees with this. They just hold that it doesn't have to be a work of a shava pruta. Rabbi Huda holds it has to be work that's worth a shava pruta. Like it says in the pasuk, and he uses him and sells him, so you got to use him. He has to actually cause him to work. If someone steals his own son, Rabbi Shmuel b'nai shal b'nai Rabbi Shmuel, Menashe Rabbi Yechonika holds that Yechayev, even though it's your own son, so he's Chayev Nisa. The Chum and Poitrim, the Chum say that he is Pater. They learn this out of a pasuk that you're not Chayev on your own son. Ganav Nisha Chetzi Evan, the Chetzi Ben Chayrin. Someone steals a person who's a half Evan, half a Ben Chayrin, and he kidnaps him. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev. Yehuda says Yechayev, the Chum and Poitrim. Again, the learned side of Pesukim, the Chum say that in this case you are Pater. Have a good day.